Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How are you doing? The Havel radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Now, in this episode, what are we going to talk about? I think we'll talk about what we've been talking about for the last 3 to 4 episodes, and that is the practicality of the martial arts. And the martial arts that I particularly do, which is Western martial arts and combat sports as well. Now, when it comes to combat sports, there are quite a few good ones that would be and do prove to be absolutely effective when it comes to the defense of oneself. Boxing, catch wrestling, certain kinds of jiu-jitsu, you know, all that kind of stuff, combat sports or martial arts that have been converted to compete in combat sports with the nasty bits left out. And they're really, really good for self-defense. Now, obviously, when they're taught as sports, you don't get the defenses such as defenses against weapons, because they're not needed when you're training in a combat sport. But when you do the martial arts, that's different. There are plenty of defenses against weapons, although I wouldn't say they were the greatest thing in the world, because, you know, as the great man himself says, Fairburn, there is no viable unarmed defense against a knife, and that's perfectly true. You can do your best, I mean, because you have to do something, but, you know, in the end, someone with a knife who's determined to cut you up will cut you up. Now, is that a defeatist thing to say? I don't think so, because you'll still be fighting, and you'll still be trying to defend yourself, and you'll still be trying to take him out, but, you know, you will get cut up. So, outside of the sporting arena, are classical martial arts, traditional martial arts, good for self-defense? I mean, there are a large amount of people that say no and a large amount of people that say yes. But I think it all depends on how you train. Now, if you train to fight, then yes. If you just train to go through the movements to learn things parrot fashion, then no. If you go once a week or, you know, and it's just your hobby, then probably not. If you train as much as you can and your mind is set on training for defense, then probably yes. But you have to dedicate yourself to it. You can't just do a bit and then think you have it all, because that's not how it works. You know, an expert doesn't stay an expert unless he keeps on practicing. He still retains all the knowledge, but the body fades. The fitness fades, the timing fades. So you need to keep on top of it. Now, certain kinds of training. What certain kinds of training do you need for a practical defensive art? Well, obviously, you need weapons training. You need to know how to use a knife, a stick, and several other kinds of weapons. You need unarmed training. You need training in grappling techniques that will end a fight. You know, you need to learn how to choke and strangle. You know, you need to take downs. You do not want to be grappling and fighting for locks and holds on the floor with one person. You do not want to tie up your whole body with one person, because you never, ever know who he's got with him or who she's got with them. You know, it's a different scenario to fighting in a sports arena. So you need to be able to grapple standing up as well as get up quickly when you go down. You know, as you go down, you've got to be thinking about getting up, you know, not fighting on the ground. Now, of course, this is all opinion, and obviously I've taken it from practical experience. But, you know, a lot of other people may think differently. They may think, yeah, well, I'll stay on the ground, I'll take all the kicks and the punches from the other people while I choke this person out, and then I'll move on to the next one. But, you know, say, thinking that and doing it are two different things. You need to, in my opinion, stay on your feet and do as much damage as you can while you're on your feet. So you need to be able to move properly, and you need a good set of principles to train by. Not, you don't need things that are implied. You need a proper, written, practical set of principles that guide your martial training. You know, you don't need silly animal names. You don't need anything. You just need proper principles. True times, false times, grounds, governors, etc. Nothing else will do, because other than that, it's just a complete set of techniques. That's all it is, set of techniques. It isn't governed by anything. I mean, obviously, you'll train other things, so you get timing and things like that, but it should be in the martial art itself, in its teachings. And remember, don't go to people with the highest grades. Go to people with the highest experience, people who've done it, people who've lived it, people who work it. Don't worry about the immaculately trained person around the corner who has this grade and 25 other grades and he's this and that. You know, take no notice of any of that. Go to the person who's actually done it and lived it and worked it and still works it. You know, they're the people that have the practical knowledge. They're the people that use it all the time, and they're the people that will put you right. They won't give you no rubbish. You know, try and stay away from people who talk too much as well about what they can do and what they can't. Get them to show you what they can do, not what they can talk about doing. Get them to show you and teach you so that you can do it as well. You know, get them to actually explain to you why they do this and what it leads to and what you can do. You know, how they train your mind. Get them to explain that. You know, how, why they're teaching you this. What's it going to lead to? Questions, questions from you. Mouth shut from them. Just training. You know, some people feel they have to explain everything in a long-winded way. You don't. Just show people how to do it. And then everything's okay. Because once they've seen you do it, then they can get a good idea of what to do. It's always good to show people rather than tell people, because they get a much better understanding of what they're supposed to do. Obviously, then they, at first they're going to try and copy you step for step, but after a while they'll make it their own, and although it's the same thing they're doing, it will be different. Also, when you go to a martial art, don't get caught up in, you know, you have to do it this way or that way. You know, don't get caught up in the set techniques, like, oh, this is in the system where I'm going to take you this way, you do this. No, you've got to put it into use in free play or free sparring. You've got to be able to do it off the top of your head, because people are not going to attack you the way they do in these set up scenarios. You know, you've got to be able to think for yourself and on your feet. Now we'll move on to HEMA. Okay, which is historical European martial arts, but only as researched by modern people. So they don't know if they've got it right. And the only way to make sure they've got it right is to, well, I mean, I hate this word pressure test, but to put it, the techniques under stress so that they can be applied. If they can't be applied, then, you know, are they good or are you rubbish? You know, if you just keep practicing. But, you know, mostly HEMA is kidding itself when it thinks it teaches martial arts these days, because it doesn't. All it teaches is the interpretations of the people who have studied the manuals. Okay? Now, if that person was a martial artist or a fighter before they started studying certain things like manuals and manuscripts and that, then you've got a good 99.9% chance that what they're doing is proper, because it'll work, because they're seeing it from a fighter's point of view. But if they come from a background where all they've ever done is train with other people, and so they think they know what they're talking about, now steer clear, steer clear. Find someone who has practical knowledge outside of the gyms and kwuns and dojos and dojangs and everything else. You've got to make sure that the person who is teaching you knows what they're talking about. Otherwise, what's the point? It's just a dance. You know, even if it's got weapons, it's just a dance. Now, but what you have got in HEMA, you've got a modern sporting thing. They have lots of tournaments every year where people with long swords go in and bash the shit out of each other, which is good, because in a practical sense, that's exactly what should be happening in every lesson with every kind of weapon. You should be training in a hard way so that you feel the effects of what happens when a weapon or a fist hits you. You're not just imagining what it's like. So, you know, make sure that you do your research properly so that you can actually find someone who knows what they're doing as well as what they're talking about. I mean, if you're just looking for something to do, to wave swords about and talk to people about history, then yeah, well, of course, HEMA's going to be a good thing for you. But if you're looking for a proper practical art that teaches you to defend yourself at times when you may need it, then you need to look past that and do some research so that you can find exactly what you're looking for. And if you can't find an art that gives you everything you want, then mix it up. You know, go to a boxing gym. Go to a place where you can learn some grappling. Go to a place that will teach you how to use a knife and a stick. You know, and then you blend it all together for yourself and you've got an art that's tailor-made for you. That's a really good way to train. But there are arts that will offer you all of that. You just have to look and you'll find them. And also, when you go into a place and you're looking to learn a martial art, make sure the instructor knows how to use the equipment. Make sure he knows how to hit a bag properly without ruining his shoulder or his elbows. Because sometimes people, when they hook, they leave their arm out slightly too much and they'll destroy their elbows. And that's how they'll teach you to punch as well. So you need to be really careful. Obviously, you're not going to know what you're looking at first. But you need to see and watch them train as well. Yeah, you need to see your teachers train. You need to see them spar. You need to see them do everything that they expect you to do. They shouldn't ask you to do anything they're not willing to do themselves. And that is the way forward. Thank you for listening to this episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And I hope if you enjoyed this one, you'll tune in next time. Thank you and goodbye.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.